From KXCI, I'm Arisa Orr, and you're listening to Tucson Voices. On a fall Saturday in Tucson, an event spotlighting Black-owned businesses took place called Bob Fest. This annual event is run by Blacks Friday, a community organization that highlights Arizona Black business owners and entrepreneurs. The founder of Blacks Friday and creator of Bob Fest, Ashley LaRussa, says the organization started from a Google spreadsheet.
Blacks Friday was established in 2020 out of the need of locating Black-owned businesses locally. As we all know, after the murder of George Floyd, it was so important to rally and support behind local Black businesses and really just come together as a community to find them.
In Arizona, Blacks Friday is the largest Black business directory and app, and Bob Fest is the largest Black-owned business festival. In 2020, Blacks Friday launched a monthly market named Soul Food Wednesdays and found that bridging the gap between community members and business owners was beneficial, leading to the creation of Bob Fest, says Ashley LaRussa.
Again, these business owners may not have a brick and mortar. Most tend to operate their businesses online and through e-commerce. And so to have them come out, set up a table and tent, and be able to have a conversation and see their product and services in person really is important.
The Bob Fest is a free, family-friendly event where vendors sell anything from uniquely made products to savory delights. At this year's third annual Bob Fest, there was more entertainment and an after party. Ashley LaRussa says Black-owned businesses make up about 1.5% of businesses statewide. Every year, a festival survey is sent out, and Ashley LaRussa speaks on one of the greatest quotes from an attendee.
They were so proud to see the celebration of Black businesses outside of the month of February. To have an event in November just really was great to hear, going, wow, this is recognition outside of where I'm normally able to hear about Black businesses. It truly shows representation that, yes, we are here.
One of the beauties Bob Fest has made for Black business owners is the connections, says Ashley LaRussa.
I've seen a lot of these business owners start to collaborate together on their own events and own business ventures. And so it truly feels good to sort of be an incubator in a sense. It's truly beautiful to see the collaboration over competition between businesses.
Shantae Jordan is an owner of Perfected Beauty Studio and the owner of Shantae Services. Nick Arcade is the owner of Black Broccoli. They say Bob Fest is important for Black-owned businesses and their customers.
So every time we come to any event that Ashley holds, we always keep repeated clients and we always network and collab together, and it's beneficial for both my business partner and me. Everyone out here is figuring it out and they're doing it scared and they're doing it proud, so I love that. Even if you fail, you can still get back up. I don't even see it as failure, you're learning.
Part of the mission statement behind what I do is limitation forces innovation, and I think that's something that all of us share as Black business owners, is the ability to make something out of nothing.
The vendors at Bob Fest have resilience and show a younger generation what they are capable of, says Ashley LaRussa.
I love seeing some of these vendors and business owners come out with their families, because you can see the kids that are learning from their parents the business. And so it's so important to be able to see the continuation of reaching for the sky and the sky not being the limit, and knowing that although you start a business locally or start a business statewide, that doesn't stop you from being nationwide or even worldwide.
More information can be found at blaxfriday.com. This story is on the Tucson Voices program page at kxci.org. From KXCI Tucson, I'm Arisa Orr.